I was getting ready for Devontae last week, getting ready for Devontae this week. But that's life in the National Football League. I'd imagine his acquisition is going to create some news, not only today, but just as it pertains to this game. And I'm respectful of his talents, but I don't imagine that his acquisition changes our approach to this game a whole lot, to be quite honest with you. We're playing an Aaron Rodgers-led group on offense, and that means certain things.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So Devontae Adams linked to the Steelers goes to Aaron Rodgers' team, the Jets. Aaron Rodgers runs that whole entire organization. They lose last night, so he gets Devontae Adams to take the sting away from getting beat by the Bills. They are giving up a third-round pick that could turn into a second, but the way it turns into a second is if the Jets either make it to the AFC Championship game or Adams plays well enough to make an all-pro team. That's the only way it becomes a second-round pick. He's owed $11.5 million the rest of the year. The Jets are on the hook from that. They are not on the hook for the next 2 years unless they want to be. And they are free to renegotiate with him in season because the Jets don't have a policy that prohibits them from doing so. And then, about an hour ago, Charlie butted in while we were talking about the Russell Wilson decision with the breaking news that Amari Cooper is leaving the Browns. The Browns throwing in the towel on the season. They won't bench Deshaun Watson, but they are admitting that they suck. And they are now trading Amari Cooper to Buffalo. He's in the last year of his deal for a third-round pick. They thought they were getting Brandon Ayuk for Amari Cooper. And instead, they're getting something that can't help them now. They're trying to recoup picks because they gave up so many when they sold their soul for Watson. So that deal continues to bite them in the Johnson.
They got a pretty good deal though in terms of what they gave up for Cooper and then what they got back. They gave up a fifth for him. He put up basically like 1,300 yards a season, 16 tutties, and then they get a third. I mean, that's not a horrible flip. If I were them, I'd consider trading Garrett, by the way.
And just completely starting over and blowing the whole thing up? I wouldn't. Why not? I mean, you're stuck.
Garrett's 28. What would you get for him? Two firsts?
Maybe.
You'd probably get two firsts.
Sure, if you get that for a guy like Khalil Mack when he got traded to the Bears.
If I were the Browns, that's what I'd do. I'm sure it's a non-starter for them, but that's what I'd do.
A third and a seventh went to the Browns, and then Cooper and a sixth went to the Bills. I think that the Steelers, clearly, regardless of who's at quarterback, they need another weapon. They're not going to win playoff games with Russell Wilson with this offense. If this quarterback change signals a shift in their offensive philosophy from less run, more pass, it's still not going to work without someone else in their offense other than a mercurial George Pickens and a Pat Freiermuth who probably won't get involved because Russell Wilson is allergic to throwing the ball over the middle of the field. So you need somebody else. And Cooper would have been a phenomenal fit. I think the price was right. But were the Browns going to trade him in division? People have brought that up. They traded Justin Gilbert to the Steelers, but that's a guy who was a disaster there. Not someone that is perennially a Pro Bowl wide receiver. And then were the Raiders going to trade Devontae Adams to the Steelers? Adams was going to probably not allow for that to happen or was not going to be cooperative. He can't block it, but was not going to be cooperative until he knew the Jets thing was
been dead in the water.
So I can't, because of the unique circumstances of both guys, I can't criticize the Steelers for failing to make either trade. I can say in the case of Cooper, if that trade were presented to them, if it were available to them, I would have absolutely wanted them to make it.
Very crisp route runner. He does have some drop issues, but I would deal with that because the guy is always getting himself open and is big time.
The fallout of the Devontae Adams deal is that everyone thinks now Mike Williams is going to get either released or traded in New York. He might have lost playing time regardless because did you see Aaron Rodgers blamed the end of game interception on Williams?
Yes.
He did a Ben Roethlisberger-esque thing where he's like, don't point the finger at me for this interception.
He
it was
fell
all
down.
The wide receivers.
He sucked.
Well, he said no. He said he just ran the wrong route, is what he said.
Oh, I didn't. I just assumed he said he fell down.
No, he didn't say it was like an
accident.
No, he ran the wrong route. I thought he was going to be here, and I was like midway to throwing the ball, realized he wasn't there, and tried to change where I was going with it, but it was too late, and it was an interception. That's the second time that's happened where he's gotten him late in the game and it's ended an interception. Mike Williams is done in New York. The question becomes, how much of an asset is he to the Steelers? And my answer is, he is an upgrade, a big upgrade over what they have right now. But I'm still not sure he solves their problem, which is why I would want to make that deal sooner than later. Because you might, if you trade for Mike Williams and give up like a conditional seventh round pick.
Better not give up any more than that.
He's in his 30s. He's coming off a torn ACL. He only has 10 catches this year. I might still think 2 weeks from now, I need to trade for another wide receiver. So I'm giving up almost, I'm basically just taking, it's a salary dump. I'm willing to take the Mike Williams contract off of the Jets' hands. And you can make it a conditional pick where his numbers then determine what kind of very late round draft pick they give up. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and think Mike Williams is also someone that is going to unleash a special portion of the Steelers' playbook or offense that is to this point.
They need
point
a competent number
been,
two wide receiver, which
I'm
is
not
why
sure
they, need
he
to,
is.
They need to trade for Darius Slayton, who is a competent number two wide receiver.
You've been banging this drum. He's
because
a former
he actually
West Virginia
fit,
guy.
Because he actually fits what they need. The guy, when he's a number two receiver, has, I think, been good for about 50 catches a year.
But it's not sexy whatsoever. You bring that up and no
Mike
one gets
Williams
excited.
Mike Williams sucks, man.
No, he doesn't.
He might be completely cooked because he's coming off of injury.
I know, but everybody...
You're going for a shiny object here that hasn't produced this year that Aaron Rodgers wanted the hell out of town, basically.
Yes, I know. I'm not... Did I not just say I would only give up a seventh-round pick? But you are acting like Darius Slayton is friggin' Jerry Rice. You bring his name up every day.
Because I think he's a realistic target.
Okay, but like... Let me ask you this question.
You act like he's a complete non-starter.
Okay, but let me ask you this about Darius Slayton. I think he's a fine player. What's their record with and without him? The same, right?
Doesn't that speak more to Daniel Jones being the problem?
No,
there?
I don't mean the Giants. I mean the Steelers. You would not change your season. You would say they'll probably lose in the first round without him. They'll probably lose in the first round with him. It changes nothing.
Does Mike Williams change them?
No, it doesn't, but that's why I'm saying.
So which receivers are out there still to be had in a trade that would change their fortunes this year?
I don't know if any are. I think that the
so if these are all just moves to some degree for the sake of making moves, why not go with that guy?
Well, hold on a second. The two guys that just got traded in the last hour would have absolutely changed the trajectory.
But you just said you're not going to rip them because of the circumstances surrounding each player.
And that's why I'm articulating that, because maybe in other corners of sports talk radio and the internet, people are saying, Omar Khan, you effed up bad, and I am not willing to do that. We've been talking about the Steelers badly needing a wide receiver for months. When big-name wide receivers get traded, I can't not have an opinion on it. I can't say, nothing to see here, let's move on and let's just focus in on the quarterbacks and nothing else. Like, if you want to make the point that Darius Slayton makes the Steelers a significantly better team, I will absolutely give you the soapbox to do so. But I just don't even think you believe that.
I think he's way better than what they have right now.
Yes, I think
Pickens.
If we train Charlie for a month, he might be way better than what they have right now. Which is why I said that's what Mike Williams is. There are absolutely questions about him, but he is conveniently better than what they have behind George Pickens right now.
I would just skip over the trade him for a conditional seventh for Mike Williams, then figure out if you need another one and go ask the Giants, who are reeling right now after a bad loss on Sunday night, if they're in seller's mode yet, because suddenly that conference looks pretty deep.
But hold on. I don't understand why. Tell me why you couldn't do both. I mean,
do both.
Mike Williams might get released here.
Okay, then
the
just wait for
hours.
Him to get released.
Yeah, okay. Then
go trade for Slayton, and now you have your top three wide receivers in some form or fashion.
Yeah, but again, I will say, I don't think that changes the Steelers' season outlook whatsoever.
But you and I then are on the same page in that we don't think any trade they could make actually does.
Unless somebody who is a big-name wide receiver.
Christian Kirk do anything for you?
A little bit more, but still not enough.
Okay. What you have to start looking at right now are, who are teams that are already pretty much out of the race? Who have, like, what is Calvin Ridley's number this year? Did he get a big deal?
No, he got a lot of money. He did.
Okay, so you can't deal him. He got a big deal. And he also is like pissed off and I feel like would come here and not be the happiest camper, even if he didn't make a lot of money.
I will, though, say that I am also not being completely fair about the way that we should analyze whether a trade is a good move or not. Because it isn't only, I mean, for me as a fan, yes, I want to see this team end their drought of not winning a playoff game since 2016, and that is the standard that we should be holding this franchise to. But at the same time, we are also fully in quarterback evaluation mode. And upgrading wide receiver, even if you do it slightly or marginally, it's still important because you're trying to give pieces to Justin Fields or Russell Wilson to see if either one of those guys factors into your long-term planning. So I think you could make the argument Darius Slayton or Mike Williams help you at that part of this season, which is that fact-finding mission is like if objective one is winning a playoff game, objective 1A is figuring out your quarterback.
That's
and I bet
correct.
There's even some people that would flip that.
Oh, if you don't think that they have a team built to win big this year, then it is objective one is figuring out if either of these guys is your quarterback.
So I guess I have to take back a little bit of what I said and apologize. Like Slayton might potentially help you do that, even if it's not some like glitzy, glamorous name that
right,
is going
to,
you know, cause Steelers fans to call into our station and say, my wife just flashed people on I-79. She was so excited about this move.
How many wives out there in our listener base would flash passing cars because they were so happy?
Have you ever been flashed? Other than New Orleans? Other than a Mardi Gras situation?
Does like Wing Bowl count in Philly where I was
there? No, because the whole point of it is to get flashed. Have you ever been flashed in the wild?
You know what's funny? Yes, I have been flashed before.
Have you been flashed in the wild, Charlie?
Yes, I have.
You know? Do you know what I'll actually tell you? Now wait, does
you have a very like you're very happy about this story, but you're making a face like I have this great story about getting flashed, but I don't know if I'm comfortable sharing the story of being flashed.
So it was in the wild, but there was another one that just came to mind. I went to a Motley Crue concert, and they had something called the booby cam. And
so people were just, again, encouraged
all over
to do
place.
It.
This more
exactly.
seems like a Wing Bowl thing.
Okay.
I was flashed in the... Now, does in the wild count as post-high school, it was at a house party with people I had gone to high school with?
Uh-huh.
Does that count as in the wild? Because no one was expecting to be flashed
in
that moment.
Yes, my definition of in the wild is you're not asking or requesting.
No,
expecting.
There was not a there was not a request.
Encounter,
but it was
flashing.
Among familiar people. It wasn't at a concert. My junior year prom date, notably, did not get flashed in that situation. At a house party several years later, flashed everybody there. Walked in.
Just flashed.
Well, she had had some piercings done.
Oh.
And wanted, apparently, everyone to see them.
Interesting.
So
congratulations
that,
on all her
counts.
Success.
That is an in-the-wild flashing.
Chris is in Kansas City. Hello, Chris. Is this Chris? It's C.
Yeah, this is. Good afternoon. How's it going, guys?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, back to the original point, guys.
Yeah.
There is no way, in my logical estimation, that they're going to switch quarterbacks. At least this game. It makes absolutely zero logical sense when you have, albeit what could have been a good or
one of the most trusted reporters in the NFL said that is what's happening, and Tomlin did nothing today in what he said to make that report seem invalid or inaccurate.
Why would you take this offensive line with, three rookies and second and thirds on there with a guy that's 35 years old that can't move? You're asking to get him killed. It makes no sense. It can't be.
Well, the problem with Russ is he doesn't get rid of the ball quickly. If you knew I would find this move to be a lot more defensible if last year Russ's stats were A, even a little bit better, but B, he was getting rid of the ball in 2.5 flat, which is an eternity in the NFL, the half-second difference there. He's not. He still tries to kind of move around a little bit, but unlike Fields, when he tries to move around and the play breaks down, he either tries to make a throw or he takes a sack to avoid a turnover. He doesn't try to make a big play with his
legs. Is there anything other than just this? Russell Wilson is going to be able to get the ball downfield to George Pickens better. Is there literally anything else
he
can do in this
offense? He likes to throw jump balls. He liked to throw jump balls last year.
But who else are going to get the jump balls? He's going to throw jump balls to Van Jefferson? That's why we're putting his ass in?
What, in the red zone, we're going to see Freiermuth and Darnell Washington get a bunch of high points thrown their way? I don't know.
He doesn't throw the ball to the middle of the field. So, if he's going to be effective in the red zone, it's not going to come there, Chris.
You brought up preparing for Devontae twice in 2 weeks. Did you guys have an interest in him, and do you have an interest in Bull?
Does it matter? Experience has taught me to talk about my people and not talk about hypotheticals and potentials because it is a fruitless endeavor.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. How do you feel as a Steelers fan? I'm missing out on Davante Adams. 412-928-9370. Also, Amari Cooper is out of the AFC North, but lands with the Bills. And your thoughts on Russell Wilson, now in line to start, per Tom Pelissero. 412-928-9370. Here is John on the fan. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, here's what we got. We're all talking about things that need to change. Obviously, we're not going to be able to get that new wide receiver, but if you have a guy like Russell Wilson sitting on the sideline, we all know what we're going to get with Justin Fields, and it's pretty good, but we kind of already got what we're going to get out of him. You have to see what Russell Wilson can do. Now, I'm cheating here. I'm looking at his stats. I mean, Russell Wilson had, you know, 98% or 98 passer rating last year, you know, 26 touchdowns.
Stats are for losers, John. Tomlin said so himself. Just give us your real passionate argument here.
I mean, he's proven to go all the way.
He did that like over a decade ago, though. Let me ask you this about Fields. You said we've seen what we're going to get, so you feel like what we saw through six games is the best of Justin Fields. There's not something else found?
I think he's good. He has a lower ceiling than Russell Wilson. We have to see if Russell Wilson can hit his ceiling with us.
Hey
right,
John.
Now.
This is not just for you, but this is for everybody that has the same opinion as you that wants to see Russell Wilson. If your take is we've seen all there is to see from Justin Fields, then literally no person who feels that way should want him as Steelers quarterback next year. You should want him to be done. Yeah, because if he's got such a low ceiling and this is the best that he can do, then what is the point of even trying to pretend like he could be your starting quarterback for years to come? If you honestly believe he can't get any better than what we've seen in these six games, then it is a fruitless endeavor to even entertain the idea of him being your quarterback after this season and beyond. That would be banging your head against the wall, or I guess in his analogy, hitting your head off the ceiling, a very low ceiling, if you think this is all the guy can do. If you allow for no potential for him as a guy that's 25 years old to get better, Chris, then he is going to be a good backup / weak starting quarterback for the rest of his career, or as long as he's here in Pittsburgh. Right?
Yes. Yes. I just don't get the idea that you would say that this is the best he's got, or he's got a low ceiling and we've seen close to his best. That's the idea that Russell Wilson at this point has a higher ceiling, I think, is a pretty wild statement.
Here's Jim in Plum. Let's see how he feels. Hello, Jim.
Man, your callers are killing me here. I just want to see Russell Wilson start at this point just so everybody shuts up and we can sit back and watch him fail. You have a guy that hasn't played since, well, you guys would probably know the date more correct than I would, but for how long? So you got all these quarterbacks that go through the season.
Week 16 of last year is the last time, by the way.
So there you go. So when you got all these elite quarterbacks that take 3 weeks to really get into a rhythm, elite quarterbacks, what do you think is going to happen when you put Wilson in, who hasn't played since that long?
I just don't think any of the things that Russell Wilson has traditionally done at the position suggest that he's going to play it better than Fields. He's a slower, older version of Fields who throws a better deep ball and generally has been more accurate. That's
it. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried he's going to look like Kirk Cousins did week one against the Steelers.
I think that's reasonable.
That's what I'm worried about. And this
unsure of his footing in a real game that matters in a non-controlled situation.
Against a good pass rush with an offensive line he can't trust yet?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty realistic worry.
Ralph is next. Hello, Ralph.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, guys. I'm a big Steeler fan, but I'm not a Tomlin fan, if that makes any sense.
You're the first person that's ever told us that, Ralph, but continue.
How do you sit a younger quarterback with 10 touchdowns and one interception for an older quarterback that's a China doll? But here's my question for you guys. Is this move just to cater to that prima donna, George Pickens?
I don't think it's to cater to Pickens. I do think they feel like one of the downstream effects of it is that Pickens will get more balls his way.
Yes.
And that he is their best playmaker, and they think it's like worth the chance. Although Russ is going to be throwing into probably double coverage a lot when he does that. So what happens if a couple of those get picked off?
Then Mike Tomlin's going to pull his hair. Oh, he doesn't have hair anymore. He's gone bald. I guess the hairs of his beard. Because that's the thing that's most anathema to Mike is turnovers. I thought Kabali asked him a good question about that today. Do you count the plays that are not turnovers as turnovers?
And then he said he counts everything.
Yeah.
But that would suggest he's going through a lot of stats, which are, of course, for losers.
Mm-hmm. And guys that would just want comfort after taking an L.
Hey, Pony, I have a quick one before we get back to the lines. A wild wide receiver hypothetical for you.
All right.
Forget about going with a bandage that doesn't change the tenor of their season. How about a guy on a team, he's just getting back healthy now, that team is going nowhere, he is owed a lot of money, and he's in his early 30s, but I suspect he would be very popular here. Cooper Kupp.
I thought you were going to say Antonio Brown.
No. Cooper Kupp, big cap number. I mean, you're not getting out from under anything with him for a while. Your potential out is still $22 million after next year for him in dead cap. But if he was healthy, that's an alpha dog receiver.
He's an unbelievable player. I do think a lot of his success, though, is in part to the offense he's in and the chemistry he has with the quarterback. But he would be their best wide receiver by far. If you know, if he became
he's also an underneath guy.
Yep. If he was available, absolutely, I would be interested. Although he's been injured the last 2 years.
I'm just saying there's risk there, but he is a different type of player than Pickens. He automatically commands a ton of attention.
Did you know that AB is going to be in Pittsburgh for the game Sunday night?
I did, actually.
He's doing a voter registration rally. He's very concerned about the Democratic process.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that voter registration rally going to look like? Is he just there telling people to vote?
He's signing them up.
He's the one registering them? Don't you have to be a certified?
I think he certified himself.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. What place?
The Certification Center.
Doesn't he have to live in Pennsylvania full-time to do that?
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. You don't need to live in Pennsylvania full-time.
Where is the Certification Center? Is it right near the toilet store, Pony?
More of your thoughts here on what sounds like Mike Tomlin going with Russell Wilson. That was the report today from NFL Network just a couple hours ago.
You know, I thought he did some good things in game. I thought we left something out there. But leaving things out there is generally a collective issue and not an individual one. And I think that can describe receiver production all the time. That's why I'm somewhat resistant to detailed discussions regarding George. You know, a lot of things got to happen for receivers to be impactful in play. Protection and so forth. And then sometimes it can just be a commitment to those that you compete against schematically to minimize their impact. And that's why others get paid as well. And that's why football is the ultimate team game. And so sometimes, you know, I remember competing against Rex Ryan years ago, man. He would put a punt return vice on a significant guy. He put two guys shoulder to shoulder. Well, the ball is going elsewhere when people make that level of commitment. And that's why others have got to be ready and capable. And that's why I look at it sometimes with resistance when asked specific questions about individual performance, particularly at the receiver position.
All right, so that was a long-winded defense of George Pickens today from Mike Tomlin. This is a Tomlin tidbit. It's usually Donnie's Tomlin tidbit, but he is still drunk in Las Vegas. We think he'll be back tomorrow, but who knows? Las Vegas can do a number on you. He might need another day to recuperate following his first trip ever to Vegas. You know, one thing Tomlin said there that I do agree with as far as like a Pickens defense is, that's why we need other guys who are capable. They don't have other guys that are capable right now. That's why they're linked to every available wide receiver at all times. They know it. We know it. You'd have to be an idiot to not think the Steelers need help at wide receiver. That is still a black hole on their roster. And one of the things I think you can rightfully criticize Omar Khan for failing to do, finding a running mate for George Pickens. The other stuff, though, I would just want to ask him if I were in that 30-minute press conference that sometimes veers into weird things like, Mike, tell us about the 1974 Steelers. I would just want to know, okay, but how about the plays at the end of the game with him? Like, can you explain to us why you're making a point to
throw him the ball instead of just ground and pound, run the clock, and get out of there 29-13?
Yeah.
Or maybe run for some first downs and then kick the field goal.
Right.
In fact, I watched the last 5 minutes of that game the next morning because I was leaving my parents' house, and I threw on Pony, you'll be happy to know this. I threw on the satellite feed, which is the Raiders feed, our buddy, Jason Horowitz. I wanted to hear him do the game because I know they carry the home feeds only for that team, or for that game. He and his broadcast partner, I think Lincoln Kennedy. Yeah, I was just going to say, I was paying attention, Chalooch, were incredulous at first that the Steelers put the ball in the air. They basically said, all right, well, we expect the Steelers to go heavy on the ground here and run some clock. And then they have that pass get thrown, and you could hear the surprise in both voices. They didn't see it coming. They just kind of thought, all right, well, Mike Tomlin's going to, you know, strangle the life out of the clock here, and that's going to be all for the Raiders.
And I'm fine with doing something like that to appease a wide receiver, especially one that's as temperamental as Pickens.
Yes.
But it didn't end up, thank you, Charlie, it didn't end up getting the Steelers anywhere because he didn't get the touchdown.
I could argue
or maybe
this.
Does George look at it like, you know what, they do.
They did throw me the ball. I dropped it. I do think the second one, where the second play to him after he catches the long one, yes, Wilson, or why do I keep saying it's Freudian slip? Because I know he's going to start. Fields throws a better ball in the deeper pass. It's a touchdown. He leads him towards the sideline. That's six. Fine, though. George isn't going to complain about making a great catch, an admittedly great catch, for 31 yards. I think they might feel like, and maybe they're right to feel this way, that Pickens knows the second ball hits him in both hands. It's not like we didn't try, George.
And how about, is it one of those things where he looks at it like, at least, you know, it's the thought that counts?
I think so, because if he were to bitch and moan about, hey, I still didn't get mine, dude, you had a ball hit your hands in the end zone.
We gave you the chance.
I think Pickens, well, we always hear Kabbalah, he says this more than anyone, very sharp guy. If he wanted to communicate with the media in a much more high-level way, in a much more frequent way, he could. He just doesn't want to. I think if he is that guy that Kabbalah thinks he is, then he probably knows, hey, they threw me the ball. They tried to get me involved to ice this game. I didn't take advantage of it.
That was today's Tomlin tidbit. Thank you, Charlie. Here is Mike in Jefferson Hills. Hello, Mike. Hi, Mike. Mike, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. We hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Hey, I just got two quick comments. Number one, why not go with the young gun? Play him out. I just turned it on, so I don't know what you guys were talking about earlier, but just let Justin Fields play. Dude's doing good. Offer Russell Wilson to the Dolphins. Dolphins need a quarterback.
They don't want him. They haven't expressed any interest, and Tua might be back in like 2 weeks.
Okay, well, still though, you got a guy that's 25 years old who's 4-2 as a quarterback. You just let him play it out, see what happens. And then what about going to the Rams and offering something for Cooper Kupp?
Yes, Malzi just brought that up, Mike.
Yeah, I didn't hear him.
But you've been on hold
this
whole
time.
How did you not hear?
What's that?
You've been on hold for like a half hour. How did you not hear us say anything?
All of these things happened in the last few minutes, Mike.
Honestly, I was scratching lottery tickets.
How'd you do?
Any big winners?
No, nothing good.
What's a typical Steelers Sunday like with Mike in Jefferson Hills? You get a few beers involved there, Mike?
No, I don't drink.
Congratulations on all your sobriety success.
And I don't drink. I hang out with all the buddies. They all, you know, they get it done. And
sure, pack in that group of our buddies down there in Jeff Hills?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Mike.
I believe I have a new favorite phrase, though. He might not drink, but he kind of sounded like he was on the fun tobacco there. Play it out. Let him play it out.
That's a big personality on Mike in Jefferson Hills.
Hey, guys, you just got a 25-year-old in there. Let him.
All right, so while he was scratching lottery tickets, he was thinking to himself, it makes no sense to go to Russell Wilson, but that's what it seems like Tomlin is doing.